Fourth graders marched into their assembly carrying anti-bullying signs they created, each sign delivering a message against bullying. Fourth grader Eric Talley's sign read, "Reject bullying."
I feel that everyone should stop bullying and care for others, because I feel like our country is a force together than apart.
Makowski students from pre-K through fourth grade participated in these anti-bullying assemblies. At the end of the day, they held a school-wide silent protest. The Makowski School is the only primary school in Western New York with the International Baccalaureate program. Lisa Collin is the IB coordinator at the school.
The overarching goal of our program is the learner profile, which teaches the kids traits to be like caring. You heard them use the terms principled, risk taker, open-minded, knowledgeable. So we teach them more than just the content. We teach them other things, how to be a good learner, how to become a good citizen.
Students started the Dignified Dissenters program in October, learning about social injustice and working in peace. At the assembly, they were asked to raise hands if they were bullied. Many hands went up. Some students also raised their hands when asked if they ever bullied someone else. Then students role-played children bullying.
Hey, that's not nice. What you gonna do about it?
Fourth grade teacher Lisa Heide says since students have been learning about bullying, she's noticed an improvement in how they treat one another.
And then speaking with the other teachers about bullying and what happens in the lunchroom and on the bus, just not inside school, but different atmospheres around where the kids are and they interact with each other, how it's group related, and the lunchrooms become a little bit more peaceful, and definitely the classrooms for fourth grade.
Students also recited an anti-bullying pledge. Daniel Miller is a special language pathologist at the school. He says students learn about solving conflicts peacefully.
Honestly, this was very student-led. It was something that, because we were tying in an end of the unit, sort of a summative project for the end of the unit, it was something that they felt that they could do. So it really was student-led.
But Miller noted the election season has played a role on these young students and bullying in school.
It's huge, and you would be surprised just how conscious and aware the students are of what's going on in the world around them.
Because of what's going on just in the world globally, it's given the children an opportunity to see bullying not just at their level among children, unfortunately, among adults as well.
Makowski principal Tracy Michelle Lewis says her students have now learned how to be socially aware of what's happening.
I am very proud of them. The fact that they are socially aware of what's going on and cognizant of their participation in being a bully. And that took a lot of courage to admit, especially in a large setting.
I learned bullying is wrong and it's not cool to bully.
Fourth grader Nayshawn Grant says his friend was once bullied.
He was getting bullied by someone when we were coming from the store. He was just saying, "You're ugly," and calling us nerds and stuff.
Young students sometimes don't recognize bullying, but this school is providing the lessons and reminding them it's a bully-free zone.
Because Makowski is a what?
Bully-free zone.
Say it again.
Bully-free zone.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.